FM 90.3 WJTL. Back in the day, we were just a mono station, and then we went stereo. And in 1985, when we went stereo, the listeners had voted that song as the song they wanted to hear go stereo. So, Serve the We Are the Light. So, we worked it out that halfway through the song, we threw the switch.
Huh.
So, halfway through the song, it went from mono to stereo.
And the sound was never the same.
Never the same. So that was the first song that we played at stereo. From 1984's Light Maneuvers, that's Servant, We Are the Light. Welcome to Throwback Thursday. Liam and Fred with you at 722.
Well, weather-wise today, mostly sunny skies, a high around 58 degrees. Tonight, clear with, surprise, possible frost. Mm-hmm. Low about 35 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, high 63. Over the weekend, cloudy for Saturday, high around 60 there. And Sunday, mostly sunny, warming up to about 79 degrees for that day. Right now in Harrisburg, 41 degrees. In Lancaster, 39.
This morning, our very special guest, Tim Van Dalen, is here. He's the area director for Lancaster County for Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Tim, good morning again.
Good morning.
Do you have any great stories about how God is at work through your ministry?
Yeah, there's a ton of stories I can think of, but one of my staff shared with me just recently was one of our local baseball teams was at a game playing one of their bitter rivals. And one of the cool things I love about FCA is it helps us to see others as humans and not just rivals that we're trying to, you know, beat. And one of the they found out that one of the players on the other team, his mother had passed away. Mm. And so two of the guys from the team who are some of our FCA leaders, they grabbed him after the game. Asked if they could pray with him. They prayed with him, and then the rest of the team came up, gave him a hug, just showing the love of Jesus. Hmm. And it just was a really cool opportunity to see those guys live their faith out and also, you know, share their faith in a small way with their opponent as well. So,
and that has to be quite a contrast, because I'm sure that you see it. It seems to me that sportsmanship is not what it once was, that you know, the shaking of hands afterwards, or right, the high fives, or encouraging from both sides, parents, yeah, coaches, kids, is it as prevalent as it might have been in years past?
Yeah, I think you see a lot of changes, and you hear all the, you know, just all the noise around sports, but there's also a lot of great things happening as well. I work with one of our local football teams, and for years the students have always asked the other team, hey, circle up with us after we're done.
Oh,
and
that's
pray.
Cool.
And so, yeah, that's just a something that the guys on our team like to do. And so you see that and other things like what we just shared, you know, all around. So if you keep your eyes open, you see some great stuff as well.
It's
so
very inspiring.
It's the other stuff is what gets the press, unfortunately.
Oh, it does. It's so true. Fellowship of Christian Athletes also has camps, especially throughout the summer, that you work in. Tell us about those.
Yeah, here locally in Lancaster, we run what we call power camps, and they are sports day camps for kids ages 8 to 12. And so we run three of them, one in New Holland, one in Lancaster, and one in Mannheim. And we partner with local churches there and use their space and community fields and put on sports. So kids will sign up and they'll get to train in a specific sport. And each camp offers just a little bit different variety of sports.
Yeah.
And then also we get to pour into them through God's word. We team them up into huddles, groups, small groups of huddles. That we call them huddles. Everything's an athletic term for us.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
And partner them or connect them with high school athletes who get to pour into them for that week. And so twice a day, they'll sit down with them in their huddles and get to jump into God's word together. And so get to help them grow athletically as well as in their faith as well.
And where can parents find out about signing their kids up for those camps?
Yeah, the best place you can get the information and to register is on LancasterFCA.org under the tab for camps.
And throughout the year, you're involved in many of the schools in our listening area. What's that look like? What do you guys do there?
Yeah, so often FCA functions as a club in the local schools. And so just like, you know, the chess club or any other type of club that meets in the school, the FCA club meets. A lot of times it's before school. Sometimes certain schools have club periods. And so those are led, initiated and led by students. But really, that's a discipleship environment. And so our staff is working with the student leaders and the school advisors in those environments and really trying to create a place where those athletes can come and can be encouraged in their faith, where they can be introduced to Jesus if they haven't been and grow in their faith. And we really, what we talk about is we want to be a disciple-making movement. We want to make disciples who make other disciples. And so we're trying to equip them, to engage them, equip them, and empower them to go do that on their teams and in the world. So,
and you also get, as a like a football in local football, you get to be involved almost as a chaplain or as an encourager. How's that work?
Yeah, we have a role we call a character coach. And so working in the public schools, you would equate it maybe to a chaplain, but obviously we, you know, in a public school setting that, you know, you have to walk that line of faith very carefully. And
sure.
So we focus on character development. So I'm a volunteer coach with the local football team, and I get to just pour into the guys. I don't coach, you know, defensive backs or D-line, but I get to coach character. I get to coach life.
I love that.
I've been called an emotional support coach, you know, all those things. So any way that we can just pour into the guys, help, because most coaches want to not just coach football players or soccer players or basketball players. They want to coach great men and women.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
So we love to come alongside them and help them do that even more.
It is amazing how sports really does help us in our regular life,
yeah,
as far as character development or learning just about life.
Yeah, it's just it's such a little microcosm of life, and it just, the real you comes out in sports. And so you're able to walk into athletes' lives in a little bit different way.
Fellowship of Christian Athletes is working in our community. You can find out about it. LancasterFCA.org is the place. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, enjoy the NFL draft tonight.
Thanks. Looking forward to it.
Back to our Throwback Thursday. Here's Twyla Paris. This is Destiny on WJTL. Good morning.